What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Hidden Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Andrew, and I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the podcast. It means a lot to me that you are here giving me your time, attention, and ears. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for giving me your time. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming and listening to the podcast. Hope I can bring you some value. And if you're a returning listener, thank you so much for coming and tuning back in and giving me another chance and listening again. So let's jump right into this. I want to talk about taking things completely legal, right? I'm starting this process. I started a while ago, right? If you follow me on Instagram, I haven't been active really much of the past week or 2 weeks, and it's really just because I've been really working on other aspects of the business that require my attention, require my time, and I really can't ignore them, especially in this sense, right? So I want to talk about taking things to the completely legal side as far as, you know, it's legal what we're doing selling on Amazon, but until you start an LLC, that's when you completely, in my eyes, take things legal. You start already putting everything down so that way you can pay taxes at the end of the year, and obviously you have to pay taxes, right? So let's jump into that. I want to talk about why you'd even want to start one. Well, obviously, like I just said, you're going to need one regardless, because you're going to need to pay some sort of taxes and you're going to have to fill out some sort of forms. And yeah, Amazon gives you a 1099, but at the same time, you're going to need to form your own business, right? Especially if you start selling other products that could be liable, and, you know, like customers could potentially hurt themselves with them, or something could happen and they could sue you as a company. You need to have your assets protected, which is another reason why you would obviously want to form an LLC, right? Not just a sole proprietorship. Again, really quick, before I jump into anything, I am not a legal advisor. I am do not consult with an actual accountant before you actually make any decisions, but this is what I'm going through. I'm just documenting this, and as well as trying to help anybody who wants to have any information on how this is going to go about for when they start their LLC formation and things like that, or whatever type of formation, whether it's a sole proprietorship, LLC, whatever. I'm just going to give this information out, that way you guys can know what I went through and what to maybe expect in some aspects. Now, every state is different. But also, I just wanted to say that very clearly, like, I do not take my advice complete 100%. I am not a legal advisor. Just please consult with someone who really knows what they're talking about in your state. And, you know, they just do this for a living, right? I'm just telling you my experience, and maybe it will help you. So that's why I'm putting this out. So, and that's another reason why, right? You need to protect your assets. If you start selling other products, you get approved in other brands and start selling other products, then you could, you know, you can potentially run into some things where a child could get hurt with your toy or something, and then they want to sue you and your company. So it's like, you really just want to make sure that you're protected in that aspect as well. So that's another reason why I would form it. And it just gives you that assurance that if anything were to happen, because nothing is guaranteed, right? Even though it seems like nothing could happen, you just always want to be protected on that end. And with me, I would rather be overprotected than under. I'd rather be just sure and know that I'm protected and know that my assets cannot be, potentially taken or used as collateral. I don't want none of that stuff to be a worry for me, so that just eliminates that immediately. And I also want to talk about some things, and like I said, guys, like really quick, I'm gonna give some of this information that I know and that I can give you, but I'm not gonna give a lot, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna give some small things, and we're gonna go into it another topic tomorrow in the next episode of the podcast. We'll talk about like a basic outline on how forming an LLC works, just the steps. I'm just gonna talk about the steps and the experience of the steps tomorrow, right? But anyways, I want to talk about what to be prepared for. Also, when you're going into forming an LLC, or, you know, just paying taxes under a business, right? Most states require you to pay. Okay, so for Indiana, I paid $95 or $97 and like 16 cents or something like that to form and register with the Secretary of State and form the LLC in my state, right? And then I had to pay $25 to get my resale certification form. That is pretty much a tax exempt form saying that I can resell. I'm buying items to resell in the state of Indiana, and I can, you know, give that to anybody I need, anybody I want, that I want to purchase items from them and have tax exempt from those purchases, right? So that does cost some money. Right now, other states are different, right? I know, for instance, New York, I heard they're very expensive in the legal aspect of things, and then there's some states like Delaware who don't require you to even have a sales tax ID. So you know, every place is different. Just consult, but it's just going to cost, just look to at least be paying some money. That way, if you get shot with, you don't have to pay any money, it's like, okay, cool, I expected to pay. So I always like to look at it that way. But regardless, just, yeah, it does cost some money. And also, another thing I just want to say really quick, especially because there is a majority, not a majority, but I know there's some youngsters listening, and I just want to say that if you're, you know, 22 and under starting this, I'm 22 years old, and when I started this, it created a whole new set of responsibilities, okay? A whole new set. You are responsible now for a lot. You're responsible for this entire thing that's going on now, so you need to take that very seriously, and I just wanted to very much so emphasize that, not just to youngsters, but because I remember how I was and I still am. At the beginning, I thought it was going to be easy peasy, just a cakewalk, you know, it's not going to be that big of a deal, you know, I just get it done and then it's over with. But no, it's very serious. You need to take 100% action on it. You need to pay attention 100% of the time. You need to do your own research, and you need to be conscious and aware and knowledgeable on what the fuck is going on, because you don't want to let anybody have leverage over you in this sense, because if you do, then they're playing with your money. Then you're not going to have full 100% like, you know, assurance that what is going on is the best, because you don't know what genuinely is the best, because you don't know the knowledge. That's why I recommend you inform yourself and you learn things, and start gaining knowledge on these type of responsibilities. For instance, you're gonna have to file taxes for every state's different. For me, I have to file taxes every 2 years on the anniversary of the month that I created the business and do some stuff with the state, right? That's something that's gonna have to be remembered, and I'm gonna have to stay conscious of that, because I can't forget it, right? Now I'm gonna have an accountant who's gonna remind me and all that good stuff. But you catch my drift. You know, I have to know that. I can't rely on the accountant to know that. Those are things like, those are responsibilities. That's just one of many, many responsibilities you need to take care of in order to start the business. And it just creates a real big set of responsibilities for you to deal with. And I'm not trying to harp on it and make it this crazy thing that you need to be scared of, but I don't want you to take it lightly, right? This is just legal stuff. And when I take legal stuff seriously, when I have legal stuff going on, I take it 100% serious. So I just, and as rightfully so, it should be, because it's legal and it's attached to you. And I don't want anything happening to you guys where it sets off bad stuff going on your social security number or anything like that, because that's just big stuff that could take over and happen to you if you don't take the responsibility serious. So I just want to end off on that, because it's a very, very important topic. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope you gained some knowledge, and I hope that I shed a little bit of light on what to be expecting and what to be looking forward to, and what to see in the future when you're gonna start this. And also, tomorrow, like I said, we are going to be going over the basic outline of filing for the LLC. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more in depth on the steps that I took in order for this to be executed. And yeah, we'll go from there, and I'll just talk on that tomorrow, and we'll get into more in-depth conversation on that topic in tomorrow's episode. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. Please leave me a review if you guys could. I'm not asking for 5 stars. I'm asking for your honest review. Please let me know what you think. I really do peep those sometimes, and I appreciate everyone who's leaving reviews. Everybody who's listening, thank you so much. If you made it to this part of the episode, it means a lot. So thank you so much. I'll see you guys in tomorrow's podcast. I hope you guys have an amazing week, amazing start to your week, and your Monday starts off great tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Peace.